I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, July 10. Coming up, more JCF recruits to be accommodated. Tourism Minister welcomes direct flights out of Spain to Jamaica. And government signs MOU for Science and Tech Park feasibility study. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department has relocated from Public Building West King Street to the Oceana Hotel Building, 2 to 4 Church Street, Kingston. Our business hours remain Monday to Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Accountant General's Department may still be contacted at 922-832-027, email info at treasury.gov.jm, website treasury.gov.jm, and via WhatsApp 818-6583. We apologize for any inconvenience our relocation may have caused. The Accountant General's Department, service with excellence, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. National Security Minister Robert Montague says repairs will be carried out at police training facilities to accommodate more recruits to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. Minister Montague says to this end, two dormitories will be repaired at the training facility in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine, and four rooms are being constructed at Harmon Barracks in St. Andrew.
Because I want to bring Twickenham Park actually up to 600 or 700 per batch. And we are supposed to sign an MOU with the ministry because they have a training facility that can take 100. And we want to utilize that space even for the training of district constables.
Minister Montague was speaking at a recent Manchester Chamber of Commerce meeting at the Gulf View Hotel in Mandeville. In the meantime, the National Security Minister says municipal police in the parish councils, private security guards, retired police officers and licensed firearm holders will be engaged to assist the JCF with traffic control and manning police stations to free up uniformed officers. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett on Friday welcomed the inaugural flight of Spanish charter airline Evelup to Jamaica at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. Minister Bartlett says the airline will bring approximately 8,000 tourists to Jamaica out of Madrid, Spain. Evelup will operate non-stop flights to Jamaica until the end of October.
This, of course, is part of the renewal of the Spanish market to Jamaica. And those rotations, I think, will go a far way in helping us to continue this very bullish growth that tourism is experiencing in Jamaica today.
Minister Bartlett says Orbis Airlines out of Portugal will add another 4,896 seats, bringing the total number of seats out of Portugal and Spain to just over 12,000 during the summer period. In the meantime, the Tourism Ministry is reporting that as at the first week of July this year, Jamaica has recorded 7,000 visitors more than it did for the same period last year. The government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Biojam Industrial Research and Development Bird Global Inc. to undertake a feasibility study for the creation of a science and technology park in Jamaica. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the study will determine Jamaica's readiness for the park, which will facilitate research and development into new products for the local and export markets. He says the agreement with Bird will establish a partnership in innovation that will support the government's thrust to fuel growth and job creation.
So this MOU is an important paradigm shift that will place Jamaica squarely on the path to fulfilling the Vision 2030 goal to build a dynamic science, technology, and innovation culture and empowering Jamaicans to excel in an evolving world.
Dr. Wheatley says the initiative will fast-track Jamaica's ability to make policy decisions based on scientific research and guide the government in taking the strategic steps to reap the benefits of its scientific, technological capabilities. And the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, is preparing a national strategy for the development of statistics, NSDS, for Jamaica. Director General of Statin, Carol Coy, says the NSDS will provide a more coordinated approach in the production and dissemination of data. She adds that it will facilitate greater harmonization among agencies that produce statistics, reduce duplication, and enable the national statistical system to better respond to the increased demand for information.
Why do we need this? Statistics in Jamaica is produced in a decentralized manner, and there's really no coordination in the production of the statistics. So sometimes you have duplication. What we hope that it will do, Statin will provide this coordination, and what we will have is a coordinated system where there is standardization among agencies.
Ms. Coy was speaking at a JIS think tank session in Kingston recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.